The Florida State Supreme Court announced it would allow for Amendment 4, a constitutional amendment to limit government interference with abortion, on November's ballot. But there's still a six-week ban going into effect next month.
It is absolutely necessary that we pass this initiative so that we send a message to Florida politicians that we don't want them involved in our reproductive freedom.
What some activists are saying about the court's opinion and a look at what care options women could have in Florida. It's Tuesday, April 2nd. I'm Sarah Sowers, and this is The Point from WUFT News. Voters will have the option to pass protections on abortion, potentially drawing more people to the polls for the needed 60% to be adopted. I spoke with Lauren Brenzel, the campaign director for the Yes on 4 campaign, leading this initiative, about the court's decisions Monday and what they hope to accomplish if voters pass the amendment in November.
We have been working on an initiative to limit government interference with abortion in Florida. So we believe that politicians should not be so heavily involved with private medical decisions about abortion. We've seen them pass things like a six-week abortion ban. We've seen them pass abortion bans without any exemptions for rape or incest. We've seen them pass a number of really unpopular laws when it comes to reproductive freedom. So the goal of our campaign is to limit their ability to continue to meddle with these private decisions.
So I guess following the decision by the state Supreme Court, in simple terms, or as simple as we can make them, what does this opinion mean?
This opinion means that Floridians will have the chance to vote on Amendment 4 this November and have the opportunity to limit politicians' ability to interfere with the relationship between a patient and their doctor. The main concern are anti-abortion laws like the six-week abortion ban. At the same time that we got our ruling on this ballot initiative language, deciding that it was constitutional and would go to the voters, we also got a ruling which means that next month, a six-week abortion ban will go into effect in the state of Florida. By 6 weeks, many women don't even realize they're pregnant, so the vast majority of Floridians will not be able to access that care. There's also incredibly limited exemptions in the state of Florida for medical abnormalities or dangerous situations that could impact the life of a woman. Unfortunately, we've seen women in very, very severe medical distress be denied access to care here in this state because providers are afraid of being incarcerated.
And what impact will this have on women and families in Florida when it seems that a six-week ban and what the amendment hopes to accomplish kind of contradict each other?
Yeah, we hope that Amendment 4 will allow us to remove the six-week abortion ban. This ban is incredibly unpopular, and Floridians don't want a six-week abortion ban because, again, it puts people at serious risk. So we hope that the passage of Amendment 4 will allow us to repeal bills like the six-week abortion ban and like the abortion ban that's currently on the books that doesn't have any exemptions for survivors of rape and incest.
Mm-hmm. How does Amendment 4 and what it aims to do compare with other states that are more restrictive on abortion, like what Florida seems to be moving towards?
The closest comparison is what Florida was like just 2 years ago. So in 2022, we had basically exactly the law that Amendment 4 would create here in Florida. And we didn't have issues with out-of-control access to abortion. It was very, very workable system because what we saw was doctors and patients being prioritized. Then we saw the passage of a 15-week abortion ban that doesn't provide any exemption for rape or incest, and that has led to multiple women being denied access to care in medically dangerous situations. And now we're seeing the six-week abortion ban go into effect.
Is there anything that can be done by a person impacted, say, by this at this present moment? And how, if not, how would potentially the passage of Amendment 4 change that?
It's really important to note that for people who find out that they're pregnant right now, for the month of April, abortion will still be accessible up to 15 weeks. But after that, unfortunately, there'll be incredibly limited access to care. We encourage folks to reach out to their local Planned Parenthood or their local abortion fund to find out about how to access care. If they are unable to do so because of the current law, it's very likely that they'll have to travel to states like North Carolina or Virginia or even as far away as Illinois in order to be able to obtain care, which just isn't a reality that many Floridians can obtain. So unfortunately, the 6-week ban does put Florida's patients and Florida's women in a really, really dangerous situation.
And we've seen a lot about IVF and other kind of fertilization technologies, maybe as it's put, come into question when defining things like embryos or other definitions related to women's care. That kind of makes a gray area. Do you think that this opinion might draw some questions on that front for Floridians or for the state of Florida?
I think the main thing that we should be worried about when it comes to politician and things like access to IVF or birth control are that unfortunately these same politicians have shown time and time again that they can't be trusted to make sensible laws when it comes to restricting reproductive health care. 6-week abortion bans are incredibly unpopular, as are abortion bans without exemptions for survivors of rape and incest. We have now also already seen bills that would have impacted IVF be put forward in legislative session. Fortunately, they didn't pass this year, but we can expect to continue to see attacks on IVF, attacks on birth control. It is absolutely necessary that we pass this initiative so that we send a message to Florida politicians that we don't want them involved in our reproductive freedom.
And why do you think that this amendment language was accepted or considered by the Supreme Court in the way that it was this time versus other times that this has been tried?
So we were really, really careful when crafting our amendments language to make sure that it met the standards of the Florida Constitution. Our lawyers and a team of other experts worked incredibly, incredibly hard to make sure that they really listened to what the Supreme Court said was necessary in order to qualify a ballot initiative, in order to make it constitutional, and they followed all of those guidelines. So I think what we're seeing here is the Florida Supreme Court justices doing their job and respecting the Constitution.
Right. And what do you have to say to anyone who is an opponent of this initiative?
A rumor that I'm already hearing that our opposition is claiming is that this will allow for abortion until the moment of birth. And this is an absolutely ludicrous claim that puts some of Florida's most vulnerable women as the target. When we talk about accessing abortion later in pregnancy, when we talk about accessing abortion by determination of a healthcare provider and that being medically necessary, we're talking about women in some of the most difficult circumstances possible. We're talking about women who have already built their nursery, who've chosen a name for their child, and who are forced to make an incredibly difficult decision because they find out that they have a pregnancy with a severe fetal abnormality or because their own life is at risk. So to put these women as villains is unconscionable. And I would dare anybody to sit down with a woman who has lost a pregnancy later in pregnancy and to try to tell her that she's done something wrong. These are unique pregnancies with absolutely horrifying circumstances where women are forced to make incredibly difficult decisions.
Lauren Brenzel is the campaign director for the Abortion Amendment Initiative, talking about the state Supreme Court's decision to allow voters to decide the measure in November. Now for today's top headlines from around the state. A divided Florida Supreme Court on Monday approved placing on the November ballot a proposed constitutional amendment aimed at allowing recreational use of marijuana. The News Service of Florida reports the proposal drew praise from marijuana companies and proponents and disapproval from critics like State Attorney General Ashley Moody. Marijuana returns to the ballot 8 years after voters initially approved medicinal use, which now has nearly 900,000 registered participants. The proposed amendment will appear on November's ballot, requiring 60% of voters to be adopted. A Florida gambling hotline is receiving a surge of calls following the launch of a sports betting app. WUSF reports the Seminole Tribe of Florida launched an app late last year, as approved by the state. But the app has caused some concern as calls nearly doubled in the few months since then. The Florida Council on Compulsive Gambling, the nonprofit that runs the helpline, is seeking support from legislators to try to better address the issue. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, the Florida Council on Compulsive Gambling's helpline is 888-ADMIT-IT. The Metropolitan Transportation Planning Organization for Gainesville met Monday to discuss the latest plans to improve one of Gainesville's busiest intersections, University Avenue and Northwest 13th Street. WUFT reports in the past 5 years there have been more than 175 crashes involving a pedestrian or bicyclist along both University Avenue and Northwest 13th Street. Approximately 86% of these crashes resulted in an injury or fatality. Existing improvements include a speed limit reduction from 30 miles per hour to 25 miles per hour, new traffic signals at 19th Street and 16th Street, and two mid-block crossings that are under construction near the football stadium. Subscribe to the Point newsletter, which drops the latest Florida stories into your inbox every weekday morning at 8 a.m. Visit WUFT.org to subscribe and view our most recent issues. I'm Sarah Sowers, and you have been listening to The Point from WUFT News out of the University of Florida's College of Journalism and Communications. Have a great Tuesday.